Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Dr. Karen Can Radio Show. This intention of this show is to empower and inspire you to manifest the life of your dreams, whether it's radiant health, prosperity, loving relationships, or simply peace of mind. Or in my case, maybe just doing nothing for a change. Anyway, thank you so much for joining me today. I'm your host, Dr. Karen Can, author of the number one bestseller, Guide to Healing Chronic Pain, A Holistic Approach. And if you don't have a copy of my book, you can get the first six chapters as a free download. Yeah, the first six chapters as a free download on my website. Just get on my mailing list, www.karencan.com, and then you will not only get the first six chapters, you will also get access to my Fast Track Your Healing program, which is, you know, five really neat classes on, you know, the beginnings of wellness. Like, how do you start to get well, and how do you fast track that opportunity to heal yourself faster? You know, because I always tell people that I don't heal them, or I don't treat XYZ, but that their bodies heal themselves if all the things preventing them from being unhealthy are removed. And in today's show, we're going to talk about frequencies that you may not have in your body or in your life that you may be missing that might be contributing to your illness. So this is actually really, really cool stuff. So let me tell you a little bit about our guest today. So the numbers. Now, some of us resonate with this whole number thing, Fibonacci, you know, really into the Da Vinci Code, and we think it's really cool. Other people have no clue what we're talking about, so let me give you an example. You know, the power of numbers is really amazing. Every number has its own frequency and its own intelligence, just like every acupuncture point has its own frequency and intelligence. And Lloyd Meir is an expert on energy healing with numbers. Yes, the missing numbers in our frequencies that can actually contribute to disease or illness or dis-ease, as many people like to say. So when that particular number is reintegrated into our body, the missing frequencies in the body returns, and the side effects you've been feeling from not having that particular number can sometimes immediately disappear. Now, this is sounded too good to be true, so of course I had to get Lloyd Meir on the phone to ask him more about this really interesting discovery. So by integrating specific numbers into our intentions, we can actually create or facilitate healing, sometimes very quickly, by figuring out what these numbers are. You can actually use certain numbers to bring more energy to your food, bring more balance to specific parts of your body, and even eliminate undesirable electromagnetic radiation frequency. Ooh, that's pretty cool, huh? And it's actually been shown even to work on plants and animals. So in today's show, if you want to call in live to ask Lloyd a question, the number to call in is 818-514-1190. Again, the number is 818-514-1190. And just hit 1 so we know your hand is up. And I'm not absolutely sure that Lloyd is called in yet because I don't see anybody with their hand up. So, Lloyd, if you're on, we can unmute you, so we'll just have you put your hand up so I know which number is yours. And also, I've actually opened up the chat as well today. So if you are online with us and it's long distance for you to call and you'd like to ask Lloyd a question, you can go ahead and put that particular question in the chat, and periodically we'll be monitoring the chat and see who has their hand to see, you know, what questions you have. So let me tell you a little story before I get into the meat of our interview today. Now, I have a patient who, and a friend who actually recommended Balancing by Numbers, and I believe these are students of Lloyd Mears who have a really great website and a manual compendium of all these different numbers for all these different conditions and imbalances in the body. So my patient said, hey, I got the one for constipation, and that's one of the symptoms I tend to have. Although sometimes I think mine are weirder than everybody else's. So my patient said, well, you know what? I said it, you know, these numbers seven times in the first day, and she says, I went poop four times. I was like, wow, really? That's amazing. And she goes, yeah, it really works. So then I find, you know, she emails me this number, and I try it, and I thought, well, gee, it's not really doing a lot for me, and I, you know, did it for 2 weeks. I thought, well, maybe it's helping. But then I decided, well, you know, gosh, Karen, you're a dowser. Like, it's probably something very specific for you. So I started dosing myself to figure out what number I needed, and because my constipation is related to empathy, so it may not be, you know, similar vibrations or frequencies that maybe most of other people have. But so anyway, I did douse my own number, and I thought, well, I don't know how good I am at this, but let's try it. So I actually put it as my home screen page. I actually have both. I have the general number that's, you know, out there on the web, and then I have my own specific number. And I got to tell you, it is actually helping. Okay, yes, I still get constipated when I am, you know, empathizing with something or someone, usually Mother Earth, and I need to do some energy work around that, and that really helps elimination. But I do think that the number that I doused facilitated that, and I'm still looking at the number that I originally was given to, because I muscle tested that it was 21% effective for me, so you might as well, and it's so painless and easy, why not, right? Okay, so let me tell you a little bit about Lloyd Mear. So he is an energy healer. He's been doing this for a really, really long time. He's been dowsing for a really long time as well, and he's developed this way of dowsing to access the higher source for guidance so that this formation of numerical combinations can be kind of downloaded to us to activate specific frequencies. So if you look online, you'll actually see, for example, you know, Balancing by Numbers manual on Facebook, you'll see that they have a lot of, you know, freebie ones, really nice memes like Master Protection for Trees and Plants. There's numbers posted there today. This is a great one, Eliminate the Fear of Not Finding the Correct Method to Getting Well. Boy, that's a great one, so you might want to check that one out and put that number down too. They've got numbers for different vitamins and minerals, and there's one for celery juice. How cool is that? So Lloyd Mear can be contacted for private sessions at lloydmear.net. That's LLOYDMEAR.net. And let's see. Well, actually, let's go to the phones here, and let me just check in. Oh, we got some more phone numbers here, but nobody with their hand up. So we're still, I think we're still waiting for Lloyd Mear to call in. We're just going to, I'm just going to double check with my assistant what his number is so I don't unmute the wrong person, because that sometimes is embarrassing. So if you're on the chat, actually, let me know what kinds of what kind of symptoms that you tend to have, and we can ask Lloyd Mear whether or not he has a number already for that particular symptom. I was actually pretty amazed that he had some things like, you know, eliminate the negative effects of electromagnetic frequencies. And you can actually search on, if you want a visual of this, you can actually search on Google as well. You go to images. So you go on Google, and you type in images, colon, and then you write in whatever, you know, like balancing by numbers, eliminate EMF, or, you know, balancing by numbers, or, you know, just put something in Lloyd Mear or balancing by numbers, and you'll actually see quite a few images that are really well done with the numbers there, and you can try it. So we're still seeing if it's possible he's not able to unmute, but we're just checking to see what the number is so we can unmute whoever's on already, just in case the number one isn't working. So go ahead and actually let's see, is there anybody on the line right now who has an issue that you would like to know whether or not there is a number for that particular issue? So go ahead and write that in the chat, or you can raise your hand by clicking the 1. Again, the number to call in is 818-514-1190. Again, it's 818-514-1190. And yeah, let's here unmute 2600. Hello.
Hey, Karen, it's Marian. How are you?
Hey, Marian. Okay, yeah. We got some good ones, don't we, Marian?
Yeah, so I was wondering if there's any number that could help healing the or repairing my lymphatics and decreasing my swelling.
Yeah, that's a great one. So let's write that one down. Okay, so we want to repair lymphatics and decreasing swelling. Yeah, I think aside from constipation, I think my favorite one to ask is whether or not how to more quickly relax the fascia. I noticed for myself that you know, it's not like I have a lot of pain anymore, not like before when I had full-blown fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, you know, that kind of thing. But I can tell the fascia gets tight when something is going on. So whether that be toxins being eliminated or wanting to be eliminated, or there is some old, you know, past, present, future life thing that wants to be healed, it'll alert me. Or more commonly, I'm empathizing with someone without purposefully trying to proxy for them. It's one thing to be in session with someone and proxy and, you know, be on and off, but occasionally I'll just all of a sudden, you know, start healing my husband's stuff or, you know, somebody else who I just gave a hug to or something like that, and then my fascia will get tight, and then the fascia gets tight, and then they'll close off that lymph port that I have, and then I start getting mild, you know, not awful, but, you know, just mild pain down my left arm, and that's my signal, like, uh-oh. My fascia is really tight. And so then I check, you know, is my lymph port happy? So those of you out there on the call that do muscle testing, you know, you can ask these questions. And by the way, you know, this past weekend's Holistic Healing event was a huge success. We had such a great time in a smaller group than last year. But this group was really, really special. They were just really committed and dedicated and just, you know, did all the exercises and, you know, came away with quite a few transformations. And everybody learned to muscle test, you know, everybody learned to body douse, and that was really, really neat. So you can actually do this, you know, you can body douse and figure out a yes or a no. You do need some practice, whether or not this is, you know, sometimes people aren't consistent, they get upset, and then they just stop. So I would encourage you, don't stop. Keep practicing. You know, when you first started to ride a bike, you probably weren't that good at it. You probably wobbled and you fell off a couple times, but you just persisted. And after you persist, you realize you get better and better and better at it. Okay, so that is great. Okay, so we got that down, Marian. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, so let's see. Well, do we have anybody else on the line that has an issue that would like... Oh, right, hang on. Aha, here is the number. Lloyd.
Hello.
Hello, hello, yay. Okay, sorry, didn't know that was your number, so I was going to get to you.
Hello.
Hello, Lloyd, can you hear us?
I can hear you.
Oh, fantastic. Welcome to the show. Thank you so much for spending your precious time with us.
Okay, well, I've been on for a while, but I wasn't able to get through to anybody, so I've heard what you were discussing. And
Well, why don't you give us a little bit of background about who you are and how you came to discover this really, really cool thing?
Well, basically, it's what we are and it's what everything on Earth is. It's all energy, and energy is made up of variations of energy or frequencies, if you like, and frequencies are all controlled by mathematical combinations. And in the human body, there's perhaps as many as 1.25 million frequencies. And they all harmonize and play together like a big orchestra. And the whole idea is to keep them all in tune and contributing to the concert, if you like, concert
mm-hmm.
of life. And so what I do is I have developed the concept that since frequencies are all mathematics, I developed the ability to reach to a higher source and develop a mathematical number representing the particular frequency that I'm requesting. And so I have created a manual made up of nothing but numbers describing what they're for. And so the point is, if you read that number, and it generally seven times is is frequently enough, and you read it, repeat it seven times, and you basically introduce the number and the energy back to the human body, and the body basically takes it on and balances out that frequency. And so consequently, you are constantly looking for numbers that are disappeared. If you don't have a number, say, to fight off a virus, you may have the virus, probably do have. So it's a matter of identifying what frequency it is that will eliminate the virus, and you basically read that frequency, generally, as I say, seven times, and the frequency for the killing off the virus basically becomes present, and the virus disappears. But everything is basically energy, and energy is all variations of frequencies. So even a medication that is beneficial to you in its medicating form, you may find is not beneficial to you health-wise. One way or another, it has a side effect that gives you a problem. I can develop the frequency of the good portion of that medication, and you just do the number, and you don't take the medication, and you may find it to be every bit as effective, but you don't have the side effects of the chemical in the medication.
Oh, that's exciting. And it seems like a lot of the numbers are the same, like, length. Like, are they all the
same
number?
They are all the same length. 16 digits is the most common, but sometimes it could be less than that. 16 is the most common.
Okay, that's really interesting. So you have, you and your colleagues have developed this manual with a lot of numbers, and I know that you do private sessions, so if someone has a specific issue for their bodies, you can douse for that. So how do people, like, look at the manual and figure out what they're missing depending on their symptoms?
Yes. It's a basically a learning experience as to develop how to utilize the information in the manual. And I work with people on the telephone helping them accomplish that or just laying out. They have a copy of the manual. Okay, go to page 25 if you like, and wherever the number is that they need, that I've determined they need, and then I show them where it is, and they learn how to find them themselves, given some time. And some people are far more proficient than others, but it's a learning experience as to how to use the information. But it's just nothing but a number. It's nothing difficult about it. It's to try to figure out which one you personally need.
Well, say, for example, my symptom of constipation, I could go to the constipation page there and then muscle test which one of those numbers I need?
Yes. Yeah, muscle test or douse, same idea, and determine which one of them would be beneficial to you.
Is there a...
It probably wouldn't hurt you. It wouldn't hurt you to do more than one if, in fact, you had no way of determining. Sometimes there may be a half a dozen numbers. If you did them all, it isn't going to hurt you.
Right. I was going to ask that because some people say, well, gee, is it going to hurt me if I do numbers that I don't need? And seven times doesn't seem like very much. Do you have to do it seven times a day for 2 weeks or just one time?
Seven times the setting, yes. You may do it multi times a day. If you're at a cancer situation, you may be doing it five times a day, morning, mid-morning, midday, mid-afternoon, evening. And each time you do it, you'd repeat the number seven times.
Ah, I see. Is five times a day the maximum number recommended?
That's a fairly heavy load. More often than not, it's three times a day.
Okay. Gotcha. Marion was asking, do you have already a number set out for people with lymphatic issues, leaky lymphatics or poor lymphatic circulation or swelling? Is that in the manual, or do you know?
Yes, there is a number there that normalizes lymphatic function. and whether it happens to be what they need or not. So very often I have to build a number to match a person's need. So I have to identify that this is their problem. They've got a lymphatic drainage problem, and we don't have a number that suits the one they need. So I develop a number for them specifically.
That sounds great. And is there a maximum number?
And then I check before they get that number. I check and make sure that I have the number. Perhaps other people that I have around me, I check them, and everybody has the number. So I never give a person a number that isn't common in a healthy person.
I see. So now I can imagine some people going kind of crazy with reciting 20 numbers a day. That seems a little excessive.
Well,
is there any problem with
as
that?
Long as that
no?
Yeah, that doing multi numbers would not be detrimental to them.
Okay. Now, do they have to say it out loud in their minds or just look
at
the number?
No, you can say it quietly to yourself.
Okay. But you actually have to say it. You can't just look at the number.
Well, you have to pass it. You have to sort of pass it through your brain system and recognize it. By just looking at it and your mind is off someplace else, isn't likely going to be very effective. So you do have to address the what would you call it, perhaps, the tone of the number. But you don't have to say it out loud. You can address it in your subconscious.
Okay, great. Yeah, that's really neat. That's really neat. So give us some stories before we go to the phones here. Give us some stories as to, like, maybe some clients that you've had or family members or yourself where the numbers have been helpful.
Well, the numbers are always helpful if you get the right number.
Mm-hmm. So do you have any testimonials or case studies
share
with us?
Yeah. I don't ask for testimonials in writing. I feel that the people will speak for themselves. But all kinds of successes.
Do you have a favorite story without saying the person's name, obviously?
No, because there's so many of them that, you do whatever you have to do and you guide them to do what they're going to do, and then you hear back from them, a month later or a week later or whatever, and, did that ever work? And so, it's designed to work, so I just take it for granted that it works.
Okay. And so if someone, consults with you and gets their own personalized set of numbers for whatever issue they're dealing with, how soon would they expect to see any quote-unquote results?
Maybe before they hang up.
Hopefully that's not a constipation one, but...
Yeah.
Okay.
Some of them are very difficult to do. It's high blood pressure. Very difficult. It can be so many things that cause high blood pressure. Constipation is not one of the easier ones. There's so much goes into the whole body that has to be dealt with, and so it's really a matter of trial and error.
Well, here's a question that I'm sure it's on a lot of people's minds: is there or have you seen numbers be successful for weight loss?
Well, it's another difficult one because weight gain is a lot of different things. But we do have numbers that deal with normalizing. What we try to do is to put the metabolism into a position where it basically is creating energy rather than creating fat cells. So it's changing the metabolism around so where your energy, your fat cell energy is all going to energy and you burn it off. And that is probably our favorite way to go. And some people it works like a dream and other people, they still have a problem.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. With weight, I see, from the alternative healthcare, natural healthcare point of view, there's so many different factors. There's, There's the stress, there's the mental, there's the emotional, there's the food intolerance and allergies, the toxins in the body, you know, all sorts of things. So I can imagine that that might require different frequencies for different people.
Yes, that's right, depending on just what it is. So I change, I can do several things that we generally start off, and that is fat cells go to energy instead of fat cells going to storage. But a person that's carrying extra weight, their metabolism will read fat cells going to storage. So we change that around and put it into going to energy. But then you've got to do, you've got to spend some effort on expending energy. If you don't do any exercise or any walking or anything at all on the energy side of it, then you just basically build up energy, but you're really not dissipating it.
Okay. I see. Well, and for some people, the fat cells are there as a protection for many different reasons. But,
yeah,
for example, if they have
it
a lot of toxic load, their body might not feel it safe to release those toxins.
I had a case a number of years ago where this lady was single, and she was having a real problem with retaining fat. And I worked with her over a period of time, maybe 6 months, and finally came to the conclusion that fat was her protection.
Mm-hmm.
She wasn't being harassed by any males. Nobody was wanting to date her, and she was very self-conscious. And so it boiled down to, in my opinion, that it basically it was her mental desire to be in that shape where she was less desirable and received less attention.
Right. Actually, that's unfortunately common, especially among people that don't know how to have healthy boundaries. So they use their body as the boundary. Mm-hmm. Right. Well, I asked earlier about whether you had dealt with or in the manual about people that have really tight fascia. You know, is there like a fascia, healthy fascia number?
Yes, there are. And
very cool.
It will loosen up the fascia. I couldn't tell you right sitting here just exactly where it is, but we do deal with it.
Great. That is awesome. What about, here's another question, then we'll get to the phone lines. What about people that have trouble with, I know this is a weird question, but people that have trouble with attracting negative spirits, like ghosts or entities, you know, to themselves, to their homes? Is there a number for
them? Well, it's not an area that I really try to excel in, because it can be such a bucket of worms, if you know what I mean. It can be so many things. But it's part of the reality of the human mind, so it does require some attention, but it's certainly not our strong suit.
Okay. Yeah, that's all right. We have somebody with, phone number ending in 0088. Let me unmute you. Hello, you're live on the air with Lloyd Meir.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine.
What's your first name?
I thought that was interesting. I guess you're thousand to figure out the numbers and
I can't hear him.
Far away from your phone. We can barely hear you.
Oh, is that better?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a bit better.
Okay. All right. Sorry. How you guys doing? My name is Eduardo.
Hi, Eduardo.
How do I what?
Eduardo.
So that's his name,
like
Eduardo.
With an O.
His name is Eduardo.
Eduardo?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so I was listening to the show. I find it interesting, your method. Now, you were saying that you need to you repeat the number. For how long do you have to repeat it?
You repeat it 7 times. And how many days? It depends. Generally
days?
2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
So 2 weeks is the time. And what you're really doing as you repeat that number numerous times every day, you're basically reprogramming your body.
Okay.
Now, by taking medication for 2 weeks.
Okay. And what's the difference between that and your method and just doing intentions?
Probably not a lot. Intention is what it's all about, and why we've turned it into a mathematical reality is that it forces you to keep the intention pure. If it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and that's the number you have to say, you're not going to make a mistake. But if I don't have a number, and let's say it's to make your hair grow, and my intention is to have my hair grow, and in the meantime, I wonder who's going to win that basketball game this afternoon, and your mind wanders off, so you can't keep the purity of intention if you don't turn it into some form that allows people to stay on track.
I see. Okay.
You follow me?
Yeah. And for
it's
abundance,
it's a guide,
and prosperity.
It's a guide to get the purity of intention.
Yeah. I see. And for abundance and prosperity, what number could you recommend for me? If you can.
Yeah,
I mean.
you faded away again.
For abundance and prosperity?
Yes.
Yeah,
what would you recommend for me?
There are numbers that people that have abundance and prosperity have. They will have that number. You can take Bill Gates or some of those people in business that are very successful. They have a very high presence of certain numbers. Now, you may find you don't have any presence, and you may find you're also not in the same league as Bill Gates. But, and I'm not suggesting by reading the number you will become another Bill Gates, but my theory is that if you basically implant the energy in the body, your chances of becoming that are much greater than if you don't have it.
Of course. I see.
That's interesting.
Now how your theory, you say theory, but how effective have you seen it in with people do you work with?
I'm sorry.
I mean, not just in that,
that
area, but in other areas as well.
You want to ask that question again? You faded away with the first half of it.
Oh, sorry. I said that how effective have you been? Because you said your theory is, but how effective have you been with your work, with your the people that you work with? And not just in regards to abundance, but in other topics.
They have to apply it. You know, all I'm doing is giving them some guidance. And so it's a matter of how well they apply it and the effort they put forward. But for the ones that really, make an effort, they represent a feeling better or being more successful. I had a group of women that had an investment club and in L.A. area, and they basically started doing the numbers for abundance, financial and whatnot, and they swore that it had turned their luck around in their club to where they were all doing better. The whole club was doing better because of it. But, you know, these are all judgmental things that people report to you. And
I see.
Mm-hmm. They're anecdotal, right.
People that are generally sick that I'm treating that aren't doing well and got viruses and bacteria, cancers, whatnot, they benefit.
Okay.
I see. Cool.
That's great. So it would be maybe worthwhile to, if that's your main interest, Eduardo, is maybe get a private session with Lloyd and see if you do have some specific numbers missing. And it's so true that our vibrations.
I have a manual that we have created. It's 170 some pages, and I go through the whole manual checking a person. Now, what I'm looking for is missing numbers. If you don't have the number, if you don't have the number, then you perhaps have a problem. And so I go through that whole manual in a checkup and give you the numbers you need to get your body back into balance.
Oh, wow. So that must take quite a while then, a session with
you. About an hour.
About an hour. Okay. And what's the best way for people to reach you and get an appointment if they're interested?
I said my telephone is my only way to approach me. My phone number is 760-362-4679.
Okay, maybe
I do
one
charge
more time?
For a service. The session to go through and look at your state of health and balance you out, it will be between $65 and $100. If it happens to be we're dealing with a cancer or something that takes ongoing visits, then you basically have 2 weeks. $100 covers the two-week period, and we may have to talk every day. It's all paid for in the $100. Otherwise, the session is $65, and you basically have anywhere from a half an hour to an hour session, and you call back and you do a number. You'll have numbers to do for 2 weeks, and then you'll call me back in 2 weeks, and I check you out, and the checkup is free. There's no charge for it, and I check to make sure your numbers have worked and something else hasn't shown up, or if you're aware of something else, then we deal with it at that time. Well, the manual is $145. As I say, it's a binder, actually, and we do updates about every 6 months, so you get mail-outs that are available to keep up with the information that, you know, that we're developing and adding to it. So it's a growing situation all the time. A new virus comes out, I will create a number to fight the new virus. Then that would be on the, and perhaps the next update.
Okay. Well, what about you have one here on the Balancing by Numbers Facebook page, bees, eliminate that abnormality that is negatively affecting the bees. And then there's a big, long number after that. So how a question would be, how are we affecting the bees by saying this number to ourselves?
You're talking about a honeybee?
Yes.
Okay,
it's like giving
so
the bees
is
the number.
Are you looking at the manual and you're reading right out of the manual?
I'm reading right off the Facebook page, the Lloyd Meir Energy Balancing by Numbers Facebook page.
Well, I'm going to take a shot at it because I think this is what it is that everything has got favorable energy and unfavorable energy. So what I have developed a number that a bee does not like. So in other words, it is not attracted to you. It's actually because of the frequency in your body is repelling the bee.
Okay, but this is to save the bees. This number is to save the bees from being annihilated.
Oh, from saving the bees?
Right.
Yeah.
You're supposed to
give
this number to
the bees. Yeah, we have a problem in the West here where the bees have all died off.
Right. So how do we do this number for the bees, to help the bees?
Well, you'd put it into water, and you'd put water out where the bees would have access to it.
Ah. Okay. So do you say the number over and over again when you're focusing on the water?
Yeah, the best way to do it is to take, you have to become a 108 frequency, and that's just a number that I give you, and you read that number, and then you have the ability to transfer energy. And then once that's happened, you can take a bottle of water, and you can then put your right hand on the bottle and read that number that you have in front of you over and over again, probably, let's say 10 times. And that number will go into the water in the bottle.
Okay. Great.
Now, you may stabilize that number by saying raise and stabilize the potential to, in this case, let's say to 200,000. That makes it far more powerful. By doing it by just putting your hand on the bottle and reading the number, you're likely going to be around 40, maybe 45,000 potential. By doing it the other way and raising the potential to 200,000, you have a much more powerful solution. And the number to preserve the bees would be there for the bees, or the number will also radiate out away from the bottle. So you're basically going to create an environment around that source of water where the energy is basically going out. So the bees would perhaps benefit from that exposure.
Okay. That's very, very interesting. Now, for those of you that are on Facebook right now, because I know you're probably figuring out what page it is, let me give you the URL. It's facebook.com/balancingbynumbersmanual. So if you go to facebook.com/balancingbynumbersmanual, and again, Lloyd Muir's website is LloydMuir.net, not .com, .net. Of course, if you go to .com, you'll go to Balancing by Numbers. But if you go to the Facebook page and you click on photos, the little tab at the top, you'll actually see some really pretty photos with all sorts of numbers. And you can, you know, check yourself if you muscle test or douse whether or not you have those particular frequencies or would like those frequencies, whether you need them. So let's just see if there's anybody else. Let me check in. I'm going to check in with Marion one more time, make sure if she has any other questions because her hand's still up. And Marion, do you have any other questions?
Hi. No,
Hello.
I just wanted to know how to get a hold of Lloyd, but he already told us that, so
okay.
I'm just still hanging on here.
Okay, great. Thank you. Okay, awesome. Well, this has been really, really interesting. And do you have any other, you know, advice for people, Lloyd, as far as, you know, self-healing or things you recommend?
We have a water product. That's how we started in this business, is that we have put all the minerals and vitamins into water so that when you drink your half a glass of water, which is what you'll be prescribed, amount of volume in the morning and another half a glass in the afternoon, and you do that every day, it's only a matter of 4 or 5 days and you'll have all the minerals, all the vitamins that your body needs will be in your body. And I think it's probably the greatest thing that I've ever done is creating that water. I drink a glass a day and maybe two glasses a day if I'm busy outside. And you know, I'm now 80 years old. I don't have any problems. I'm healthy. It indicates by dowsing that by drinking that water every day, it could add up to 20 years to your life just by getting the correct energies on a daily basis, so the body has the energy to rebuild and heal.
Oh, so does that mean people can eat less food potentially?
You probably could, because that's all you're getting out of your food anyway. But you probably certainly could eat less and probably be just as healthy, or maybe even healthier.
And how did you make the water?
The water goes through a process where we ionize it and take out everything that's in the water is removed. And that goes to a waste stream, and the balance of it goes into a bottling process that we basically then energize. Like I described earlier, how to energize water. Well, that's what we do, is we energize water with water. So we have energized water that goes in, and then we add straight nano water. What nano is a description of water as it comes from the snow melt and the rainfall. The particle size is basically in a nanoparticle. Now, a nanoparticle is a very small particle, and as we take water from our streams and our wells and whatever, and we pressurize it to send it to our house and to our tap, we basically pressurizing that water, we force it to go into a micron particle. A micron is 1,000 times larger than a nanoparticle. So you're drinking water primarily that is in micron form and way larger than the body was designed to be consuming water. So if you're consuming it in a nanoparticle form, you get right into the cells, and it is far more hydrating than our pressurized micro water.
Okay. A lot of people call this structured water, like back to nature.
That's
kind
exactly
of structure.
That we'll cover it. Same idea.
Now,
and
how
so
is it that the water...
It.
Go ahead.
Now, the water is that every day you're going to get two bottles. They're 2 liters in size. And you consume from one for a week. And every day that you take water out to consume, you put water back in and fill the bottle back up. So your bottle never runs out. And the water that remains in the bottle energizes that you pour in. And you're also showing how to become a 108 frequency so that you can put your hand on the bottle at the end of the week. Because at the end of the week, you're going to transfer over to the second bottle. And you're going to do the same thing that week with that bottle. So we show you how to recharge by putting water in and keeping the bottle full, and you put your hand on and raise and stabilize the potential to, say, 40,000. And that keeps the potential on the bottle right up, and it'll last you, it could last you several years.
Well, that answers my question, which was just about how do you prevent, lower vibrational frequencies from passing by or sort of infecting the water energetically. But you just answered that about, having that frequency stabilized so that it doesn't get interfered with.
Stabilize the potential.
Oh, neat. Now, we have somebody on the line as well here. 7413, did you have a question? Lloyd? Hello.
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 Hello, ma'am.
Good.
Yes,
how
ma'am.
Are you?
I'm fine.
Good. Now, what if I give you my birth date, would you be able to tell me what number I'm missing in my biology to have a successful career? I've got all the talents and I've done all the work to do what needs to be done, but there is something missing and I'm not sure what it is. And I know numbers have energy because I've put them to the test before. They work. It's real.
Yeah. Well, like I'm measuring, I'm happen to be sitting. I had a misfortune here about 3 weeks ago. We live in the desert in Southern California. And I'm walking across our property and the neighbor's property to the road on the other side where our mailbox is. And we have a heck of a windy day, which is not uncommon. But anyway, this particular day was particularly windy. And as I'm walking, I get hit by a gust of wind, and I throw my right leg out to stabilize my body, and I snapped my right leg. I broke the bone in my right leg at the hip. I broke that.
Wow.
I broke the shaft that goes into the ball, has the ball on the end of it. So I broke it off, and there I'm laying in the desert. I can't move.
Oh,
so anyway, I started to crawl back home. I was about a quarter of a mile away. Started to crawl back home, and finally got my wife's attention, and she got the neighbor, and they came over and put a tarp on the ground and threw me on the tarp and drug me down back across the desert home and threw me in the car and took me to the hospital. And so I'm now under repair. So that's been about 3 weeks. So I'm able to walk, and I'm getting around. I'm just letting everything heal up. So it gives you a bit of an idea where I'm sitting right now. What I have around me, I can reach. What I don't have around me, I have to struggle to get up and make my way to get it.
But if she were to make an appointment with you, to see whether or not she's missing any of these...
Yeah, you'd be wise to make an appointment. And I will go through the whole body and deal with you on your financial. There are numbers that I represent that people that have money have.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a matter of putting yourself in the same energetic world as they're in and see whether or not you can't develop a better return in that area.
Yeah, right. Definitely.
Yeah, well, yeah. You deserve it. Thank you so much for calling in.
Let me bring something out to light about that. We had a house that all the numbers, all the digits added up to the number 4. We bought and sold that same house 4 times and each time made money off of the same house. So, yeah, there is power in numbers.
Great. Well, thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
Okay, Lloyd. Fantastic. Well, I think it's probably time to let you rest up. I really appreciate you taking your time and energy to be with us today, sharing your wisdom about balancing by numbers. And it's
numbers. Everything
really
is in number form, whether it happens to be the pill the doctor's given you or whether it happens to be the orange you are eating, the beneficial part of everything is in a mathematical form. If you're able to develop it, I have a part of our manual. There's about 3 pages that deal with food items, and it tells you what frequency is given out. You could live off of those 3 pages. If you just repeated the numbers with a balanced diet, you could do, okay, we'll do this today, we'll do this one, we'll do this one for lunch, and you could actually balance your diet out, and you could do it all mathematically.
Wow, but that's pretty wild stuff.
It doesn't supply the fiber that the body needs to digest and function properly, but it basically would probably sustain your life if you had nothing else.
Well, in an emergency, that would be good. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. So let me just give the URL for everybody again. It's lloydmear.net. So
M-E-A-R is my last name.
M-E-A-R. So LLOYDMEAR.net. The phone number is right there. And then the Facebook page is facebook.com/balancingbynumbersmanual. And like I said, you can click on photos and see a lot of the numbers there that you can check out and, see if they resonate with you. And for something that is so simple and it's not harmful, I figure, you might as well try it and see if it works for you. And if it does, well, heck, you didn't have surgery. You didn't take some sort of toxic pill and you feel better, then awesome. Then it's great. And, Lloyd, you're very generous, actually, with your consult prices. I think you're charging a little too low there for the amount of time that you spend, but we appreciate your love.
It's really not designed. It's designed enough to help sustain us so we can do it, but it's more trying to get people that can't afford anything. There are so many people that have no medical.
Yes, so true.
And so really we try to be available, and we do a lot of work for nothing. People that just don't have it, we will help.
That's so fantastic. Thank you so much. So I'll let you go.
Anyway,
appreciate your time.
I'm always available. Have my number, and
yes.
If you find that you would have more interest and more to be addressed. It's a big subject, and it's hard to sit down at any sitting and go over it. I do sessions on the road now and again,
wow.
And I'll maybe spend all day with a group of people, and you still need more time.
Great. Well, thank you so much for sharing what you do with us and the balancing by numbers. It is really, really cool stuff. And thanks, everyone, for listening in and as well your questions. So until next time, take care, everyone. Love to you all, and bye for now.
Bye for now, everybody. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.